Now turn to part two. You will hear part of a talk about best-selling books. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
In my role as a publishing consultant, I've recently written a report on trends in the bestseller lists over the last 5 years. I've carried out an in-depth analysis of best-selling titles in various categories and have tried to identify some patterns. It's my conclusion that there are some common features in the books that have been most successful. First of all, the genre of the celebrity autobiography. These consistently top the charts, selling in vast numbers, but what makes them so popular? They show the reader a world of glamour, and they claim to give an accurate picture of the real person behind the celebrity. But my research shows that the most successful books all describe the celebrity's struggles. These may be connected with achieving fame, or they may come after fame, or both. And contrary to what you might expect, the top sellers in this genre do not always include gossip, even though this is generally assumed to be part of their appeal. Cookery books sell in large numbers, and when I analysed the top sellers in this genre, it was clear that they offer an air of sophistication that has huge appeal. People aren't buying books of simple, everyday recipes. Often the ingredients required are expensive and hard to find, and the recipes can be complex and challenging. People seem to buy these books because they show a world they aspire to, rather than something they will actually do, apart from for special occasions when they may well turn to recipes in these books. When it comes to books about sport, the bestsellers have all been biographies or autobiographies of well-known figures. And what these books have in common is a wealth of anecdotes. It's clear that readers like the feeling of being on the inside, of getting a glimpse into the world of top professional sport through these funny stories. They are less interested in dry, factual accounts of how a career started or statistics about sporting achievements. One genre that has seen a huge rise in recent years is history books. The bestsellers in this category are aimed at the ordinary reader, not serious students of the subject. And one feature they all share is their use of oral accounts. Quoting from people who were speaking at the time, these books aim to provide a human aspect to history, rather than just focusing on facts and figures, and this gives them more relevance to the ordinary person. Ever since they first appeared on the scene, self-help books have always featured high on bestseller lists. Analysis of the top self-help books of the last 5 years shows a move away from those dealing with personal relationships or happiness to those advising on how to get ahead in careers. This suggests a shift in the priorities of the people who buy this kind of book. When it comes to fiction, crime fiction has long been extremely popular, of course. My analysis of bestsellers in this genre indicates that the scientific procedures used in criminal investigations are a dominant feature these days, rather than the character of the detective, which used to be the cornerstone of books in this genre. This might well reflect the current popularity of TV crime dramas, with their focus on forensic science. Now, moving on to other kinds of fiction.
Now you will hear part two again.
In my role as a publishing consultant, I've recently written a report on trends in the bestseller lists over the last 5 years. I've carried out an in-depth analysis of best-selling titles in various categories and have tried to identify some patterns. It's my conclusion that there are some common features in the books that have been most successful. First of all, the genre of the celebrity autobiography. These consistently top the charts, selling in vast numbers, but what makes them so popular? They show the reader a world of glamour, and they claim to give an accurate picture of the real person behind the celebrity. But my research shows that the most successful books all describe the celebrity's struggles. These may be connected with achieving fame, or they may come after fame, or both. And contrary to what you might expect, the top sellers in this genre do not always include gossip, even though this is generally assumed to be part of their appeal. Cookery books sell in large numbers, and when I analysed the top sellers in this genre, it was clear that they offer an air of sophistication that has huge appeal. People aren't buying books of simple, everyday recipes. Often the ingredients required are expensive and hard to find, and the recipes can be complex and challenging. People seem to buy these books because they show a world they aspire to, rather than something they will actually do, apart from for special occasions when they may well turn to recipes in these books. When it comes to books about sport, the bestsellers have all been biographies or autobiographies of well-known figures. And what these books have in common is a wealth of anecdotes. It's clear that readers like the feeling of being on the inside, of getting a glimpse into the world of top professional sport through these funny stories. They are less interested in dry, factual accounts of how a career started, or statistics about sporting achievements. One genre that has seen a huge rise in recent years is history books. The bestsellers in this category are aimed at the ordinary reader, not serious students of the subject. And one feature they all share is their use of oral accounts. Quoting from people who were speaking at the time, these books aim to provide a human aspect to history, rather than just focusing on facts and figures, and this gives them more relevance to the ordinary person. Ever since they first appeared on the scene, self-help books have always featured high on bestseller lists. Analysis of the top self-help books of the last 5 years shows a move away from those dealing with personal relationships or happiness to those advising on how to get ahead in careers. This suggests a shift in the priorities of the people who buy this kind of book. When it comes to fiction, crime fiction has long been extremely popular, of course. My analysis of bestsellers in this genre indicates that the scientific procedures used in criminal investigations are a dominant feature these days, rather than the character of the detective, which used to be the cornerstone of books in this genre. This might well reflect the current popularity of TV crime dramas, with their focus on forensic science. Now, moving on to other kinds of fiction.
That is the end of part 2.